We will get through this. We will find a way.
Pensacola Mayor Grover Robinson and the others spoke at Brownsville Community Center, where testing for COVID-19 began Monday morning.
If you feel you have concerns, we want to ask that you call the telephone number here, which is 850-746-2684.
As of midday Monday, there are 5 cases of coronavirus reported in Escambia County and 4 in Santa Rosa. That's according to the Florida Department of Health. Robinson says that number is expected to rise as more test results come in.
Most of the people at this particular time that have it are in South Florida. It's not to say we can't see increases here or substantial things go up, but until we do the testing, we don't know. So from our standpoint, we need to continue to do the testing to figure out what we have and what we're fighting.
Brownsville has long been the anchor of Pensacola, but many times neglected in opportunity and resources.
Escambia County Commissioner Lumen May represents District 3, which includes Brownsville.
So today, for me, it's very important, it's very significant for this community to be able to come and set up a testing. We have some difficult days ahead, but collaboratively together, we're going to get through this.
With schools closed for the next few weeks, one of the challenges is providing meals to children who otherwise can't get them. Feeding programs, says May, are getting cranked up countywide.
We are collaborating with the city and our community centers. We're partnering with the school district in the Evanwood, in the Oakcrest area. I'm talking with the superintendent. They have 5 sites, and I think Liberal will be up to about 18 sites coming next Monday. So every neighborhood in Escambia County will have access to nutritional meals for children.
We're here, 911. The mayor referenced that calling number, and we want you to call, go through the screening process, and for those who need the test, will be directed either to this location or to the Sacred Heart location that was stood up last week.
Chandra Smiley is Executive Director for Community Health Northwest Florida. One issue is the distribution of materials, swabs and other equipment among West Florida, Ascension Sacred Heart, and Baptist Healthcare. Smiley says her agency is working with all 3.
I have staff over at their call centers, at their shoulder to shoulder, answering the calls and working together on what would be the best location from access point to refer people to. I do know that the CEOs from all 3 hospitals are meeting regularly.
As with the rest of the country, the Pensacola area is in need of more tools to fight coronavirus, protective clothing and equipment, among other things. Escambia County Emergency Manager Eric Gilmore says they've received extensive wish lists from, well, you name it.
ALFs, nursing homes, home health care providers, hospitals, law enforcement, first responders, the potential shortages that they have currently. We're asking them to continue to work with their vendors. Of course, we know there's backlog on vendors and everything.
The state of Florida, says Gilmore, is beginning to ship out some badly needed items. One such delivery over the weekend is aimed at frontline health care workers at community health centers and at hospitals.
2 pallets. I think we received around 2,195 masks. We received some isolation gowns, gloves, face shields, things of that nature. Now, it wasn't a lot, granted, but it was something. There's a lot of counties that didn't receive anything throughout the state. We was one of the identified counties receiving shipment.
Another shipment is due in later this week. Gilmore says a plan is in place to receive and allocate where most needed, but he added that shipments could be hit and miss for the near future. With more than 1,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases in Florida, opinions differ among politicians on whether a statewide stay-at-home order is needed. Currently, a number of nighttime curfews are in effect in parts of Central and South Florida. Local stay-at-home orders are also being set up. Governor Ron DeSantis is leaning away from lockdown. He says society will only follow the strict limitations for a short period of time before they no longer listen. Allowing some limited movement, he believes, is more sustainable.
There's just a lot of angst out there, and so if we can do this in a way that gives people a little bit of relief and outlet within the confines of being safe, I think we're better for it.
Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried, the state's top elected Democrat, believes Florida should join California, Illinois, and New York by enacting a uniform statewide policy. She contends leaving the decision to local governments creates confusion about the importance of social distancing.
If you're doing all these precautionary matters, we have the power individually. So I think that you kind of look at it as actually we're empowering people more than anything else to really take their own health and wellness and those of their family members seriously.
A stay-at-home order would close non-essential businesses and leave Floridians with a narrow list of activities outside the home, such as grocery shopping, takeout meals, visiting a doctor, or banking. Once again, the number to call if you feel you may need to be tested for COVID-19 is 850-746-2684. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.